朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我们人生都有很多重要的抉择需要去做。
There are many important decisions we need to make in this life.
在人生中最大的一个抉择是我们面对信仰的时候，面对神的时候，我们到底选不选择来归服他。
One of the greatest decisions is that concerning the issue of faith, when we come to meet the living God, are we willing to surrender to him?
大概第二个最重要的抉择就是我们终身的伴侣。
And then the second most important decision is our partner for life.
重要还不光在于你选谁做你终身的伴侣。
The importance is not so much on whom you're going to choose.
重要的是在于也很另一件很重要的事情就在于你要选择怎么样子去过你的婚姻生活。
But the decision as how you're going to live your marriage life.
你要用什么样的态度来过你的婚姻生活。
What is your attitude in living out your marriage life?
所以我们婚姻的生活到底满不满足，有没有价值，喜不喜乐，不光在于你跟谁结婚。
Whether it's joyful, whether it's value, it doesn't just simply depend on whom you have married.
而在于我们用什么样子的态度来过婚姻的生活。
What is your attitude as you live your marriage life?
所以很多人只是后悔选错的对象。
A lot of people regret the fact that they chose the wrong partner.
但是很少人悔改自己在婚姻中所存的态度。
But very few people repent towards their own attitude in their marriage life.
同样的，我们回到信仰上。
And similarly, when we come to the issue of faith,
最重要的不是你选什么神去信他。
The most important part is not as to what God you would choose to believe.
我们的神跟其他的宗教是没得比的。今天我不是说要在众神中你挑谁。
Our God cannot be compared with any other gods of the other religion. I'm not saying that you could just pick whichever one.
而是当我们碰到这独一的神的时候，我肯不肯信服他，肯不肯降服他。
But when I come to meet this only true God, and I'm willing to surrender and to believe in him.
这是第一件最重要的事。
That's the foremost, the most important thing.
那今天我们都接受了耶稣了。
And today we all received Jesus Christ.
我们都信了他。
We all believed in him.
但是还有一个更重要的一件事情是我们不能忽略的，就是我们存着怎样的态度来过我们基督徒的生活。
But more importantly, that is to follow is what is our attitude and how we live out our days.
我们星期五开始读腓立比书。
This Friday, we're going to start reading the book of Philippians.
我希望弟兄姊妹好好的读。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that we would be diligent.
就像我第一篇信息的时候曾经讲过，腓立比的教会是一个模范的教会。
Just as I've said in the very first message that I gave concerning the church of Philippi,that it is a model church for us to model after.
如果你要挑一个模范的教会做效法的榜样的话，腓立比就是。
If you want to pick a church to be an example for us to follow, it would be the church of Philippi.
那腓立比书是保罗所写的，你要挑一个仆人作为你效法的榜样的话，那么保罗就是。
And the book Philippians is written by Paul, and if you want to pick a servant of the Lord to be someone that you would model after, Paul would be that person.
同样的，腓立比书是这位特别的神的仆人写给的这个特别的教会一卷特别的书。
And this epistle that is written, it is a special epistle written by a special servant of the Lord to a special church called by God.
那是一卷百读不厌的书。
And it's a book that we can read again and again.
而且我们每一次认真读的时候，你一定得到祝福的。
And every time we come with due diligence, we will be blessed as we study it.
我不知道大家一个礼拜收到要看多少个 email。
And I don't know how many emails you receive in a week.
超过100个的请举手。
Those of you who receive more than 100 emails, can you please raise your hands?
超过1000个的。
Over 1000?
我想我们一个礼拜总会看几百个 email, 对不对？
And I think within a week's time frame, we'll come across hundreds of emails.
或是 short message, text message, 我们加起来可能几百个。
Certainly within the hundreds, when we include the text that we get in our phone.
但是原谅我说没有多少个有永恒的价值。
But forgive me for saying this, not too many of those messages have an eternal value.
我现在如果问我们中间的老神经医生上个礼拜你看的 email 有哪一个你记得的？
And if we ask our famous doctor here, which of the emails that you read last week you actually remember?
No.
You remember none of them.
连我写给你的都忘了。
You forgot the ones that I wrote to you as well?
所以你看很多东西我们都不记得的。
You can see very clearly we forget things very easily.
说老实话你要看到一篇 email 能够改变你的生命那是少之又少。
If you could read a particular email that would transform your life, we say that that is rare among rare.
但是我们认真读主的话主的话一定改变我们。
But if we're diligent and study the word of God, we know the word of God will transform us.
所以希望我们好好读腓立比书。
So again, be diligent and study this book.
腓立比书第一章讲到以基督的生命为生命。
And the chapter 1 talks about having the life of Christ to be our life.
保罗说我活着就是基督、啊、这是大话真是太伟大的话。
For me to live, it is Christ. It is a great message.
不是我们说的那种夸张的大话是太伟大的话。
It's not an exaggeration. It is really something of great value, truthful.
所以保罗的使命就是无论生无论死总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So Paul's commission is that whether I live or I die, Christ would be magnified through me.
不管他把我摆在怎样的处境里面我都要活出基督来。
It doesn't matter where he would place me, I would live out Christ.
第二章是讲到以基督的心为心。
In chapter 2 now, we come to the point of having the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ.
今天我们要讲到第三讲。
And we come to the part 3 of this topic.
那第三章讲到以基督为我们的标杆。
And again, chapter 3, that Christ would be our goal.
第四章讲到以基督为我们的满足和得胜的秘诀。
And chapter 4 talks about Christ being our satisfaction and the secrets to our victory.
所以每一章都宝贵哈。
So every chapter is precious.
所以我说每一次读完腓立比书，我们这个人一定会被提升的。
And I trust that every time we are diligent in studying this book, we will be elevated.
所以我们今天继续来看腓立比书第二章第三段。
We'll continue part 3 of the study in chapter 2 of the book of Philippians.
我想因为很多人可能上一次没有来我们从我就 倒回去从第五节读起好了。
We're going to go back to verse 5 for the sake of those who may not be here last week.
中文英文都可以。
Chinese and English, whatever language.
第五节你们当以基督耶稣的心为心他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式。既有人的样子就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神这样看来我亲爱的弟兄你们既是常顺服的不但我在你们那里就是我如今不在你们那里更是顺服的就当恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行为要成就他的美意凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论使你们无可指责诚实无为在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀将生命的道表明出来叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物我若被交奠在其上也是喜乐并且与你们众人一同喜乐你们也要照样喜乐并且与我一同喜乐我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们叫我知道你们的事心里就得安慰因为我没有别人与我同心实在挂念你们的事别人都求自己的事并不求耶稣基督的事但你们知道提摩太的名证他兴旺福音与我同劳待我像儿子待父亲一样所以我一看出我的事要怎样了结就盼望立刻打发他去但我靠着主致信我也必快去然而我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去他是我的兄弟与我一同做工一同当兵是你们所差遣的也是供给我需用的他很想念你们众人并且极其难过因为你们听见他病了他 他实在是病了，几乎要死。然而神连续他，不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧上加忧。所以我越发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他，就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，因为他为做基督的功夫几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们攻击我的不及之处。好，我想我们上一次讲到耶稣基督的心，什么叫做耶稣基督的心？
The last time, as I was sharing with you all, we came to talk about what is to have the mind of Christ.
就是刚才第五节到第八节告诉我们的。
And it's clearly described from verse 5 through verse 8.
他完全的降卑。
He humbled himself.
他舍己。
And he denied himself.
他全然的顺服。
And he wholly obeyed God.
他在他一切的生活行事侍奉中都是为了荣耀神，也为了要带祝福带救恩给人。
In all of his ministry, his services, and everything he said and he's done, he did it for the purpose to glorify God and to bless the people around him.
换句话说，他整个的人生就是荣神益人。
And his entire life is lived for the glory of God and to be blessed.
他的每一件事情都为了归荣耀给神。
He did everything for the purpose of glorifying God.
所有跟他接触的要从他身上得到祝福。
And everyone who touches him will be blessed because of him.
除非人的心刚硬拒绝他。
Unless their hearts are hardened and they resist him.
任何有需要的人来到他面前都得到祝福。
But anyone who has a need that would come to him would be blessed.
那其实如果他只是为了荣耀神，他不需要死在十字架上。
And if he came simply for the sake of glorifying God, he did not have to die on the
cross. 他为什么一直降卑，一直降卑，成为奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，然后甚至死在十字架上，全是为着你，为着我。
He humbled himself. He humbled himself. He took on the form of a bond servant to the point and took the death of the cross for your sake and for my sake.
所以什么叫做以基督耶稣的心为心？
So again, what is to have the mind of Christ?
就是我们让基督的生命作为我们的生命。
That we allow the life of Christ to become our life.
而让这个生命在我们所有的处境中来代替我们。
That this life in all of our encounterings, all of our circumstances, it will represent and will live out for us.
基督是一个怎样全然降卑的人，我们这个人也降卑。
Now how Jesus wholly humbled himself,that we too will humble ourselves.
基督是一个怎样舍己的人，我们也愿意学习来跟随他，来 deny ourselves.
And how Christ denied himself, we will also imitate him and also deny ourselves.
同样的，基督怎么样在凡事上，他能够这样子的，这个，对不起啊，他降卑顺服，他舍己，然后他顺服。全然顺服父神。
He humbled himself, denied himself, and he obeyed God completely.
同样的，我们也要在凡事上，能够遵行神的旨意。
And again, we pray that in all things we may be obedient to the will of God.
而圣经上告诉我们，当耶稣基督为我们这样子死了，成就救恩以后
，The Scripture tells us once Jesus has fulfilled the work of salvation for us.
他说父神用右手将他高举。
The Scripture tells us the Father has exalted him with his right hand.
将那超乎万民之上的名赐给了他。
And has given him the name that is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
That those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth will confess that he is the Lord.
然后叫荣耀归给神。
That glory will be given to God.
弟兄姊妹，请你们特别注意，我为什么要再去重复前面？
Please pay attention why I repeated this again.
因为第十二节开始讲到这样看来。
Because verse 12 begins with the word therefore.
这个连接词是根据前面这句话过来的。
This phrase comes from the fact that there's something to mention before.
他说这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
好，那我在这里问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
So I want to ask all the brothers and sisters here this question.
救恩不是白白的救恩吗？
Isn't salvation free?
我们不是因信称义吗？
Aren't we justified because of faith?
我们不是在基督里得到了完全的赦免吗？
Aren't we forgiven completely in Christ?
基督把平安、把喜乐带给了我们。
And Christ has given us peace and joy.
至高之处荣耀归给神，地上平安喜乐归给他所喜悦的人。
And the Most High, the glory is given to the Most High, but peace and goodwill to man.
那为什么要叫我们恐惧战惊呢？
So why would Paul write in this verse with fear and trembling?
那有没有这个问题？
Do you have that question?
所以在中国有很多的讲法，人不是一次得救永远得救，要很小心。
Because of this, some areas in China, they would say that people are not saved once and for all. You got to be careful.
他们的背后就是硫磺火湖，一失败又掉回去了。
Right behind you is the gate of hell and it's burning. And one failure, one fault, you're going to fall right back.
所以他们很紧张，必须全力往前。
So they're fearful that we got to move forward. We got to move forward.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上的救恩，今天我们没有空讲，那么清楚地告诉我们，人一次得救可以永远得救。
And I don't have the time to elaborate, but the scripture is very clear that man is saved once and forever saved.
这里讲到的不是将来永远的审判。我们得不得救？
What is mentioned here in this verse is not talking about whether we are saved in the judgment to come.
而是我们今天在地上生活。
But here as we live out our lives in this world,
里面有我们罪恶的本性。
We do have a sin nature in us.
外面有一个那么黑暗的世界，快速的在堕落。
There is a very, very dark generation world that is falling very rapidly.
我们生活有这么多的挑战。
And we have so many challenges in our lives.
我们如果不靠着主过得胜的生活，我们很容易就被落到捆绑的里面。
If we do not live by the power of God, a victorious life, very, very quickly we will find ourselves in bondage.
我们落在各样的失望、软弱、跌倒的里面。
We'll find ourselves in despair and failure and all sorts of weaknesses.
我相信哈，我不需用大家举手的。
And I believe again, I don't need to ask you to show with your hands.
到底我们对我自己基督徒的生活满不满意
？Are you satisfied with your Christian living today?
到底别人能不能从我的身上真的看见你真是一个基督徒
？Can other people truly see and identify the fact that you are a Christian?
你不要以为基督徒很简单哈。
Don't think being a Christian is very easy.
我非常喜欢的英文 Christian。
I really like the term Christian in the English language.
Christ 加上什么 ？I-A-N 对不对
？Yeah. Christ plus the letter I-A-N.
意大利人叫什么
？Italian.
Italian 对不对？它是意大利加 I-A-N.
Italy plus I-A-N.
你是什么人？就是后面那个前面的形容词是特点。
And the word in front of it is the description of who they are.
台湾人。
Taiwanese.
北京人。然后我们台湾有个文化大学叫文化人。那机械系的叫机械人。
Those who, Translation doesn't work in English.
没有关系。植物系叫植物人。弟兄姊妹，你发现前面是一个重要的形容词。
You find that the word in front of it describes who you are.
我们是中国人，我们是美国人。
We are Chinese. We are Americans.
那 Christ, but Christ 加 I A N.
And Christ plus I A N.
所以基督徒是后来人翻译的哈，最早的翻译叫基督人。
Christian actually is something that was translated later on.But in the beginning, it was a man of Christ.
这是基督徒身上最大的特点是基督。
And that the most significant characteristic of a person who believes in Christ is Christ.
而且这个 IAN 正好是 I am nothing 的缩写啊，就那个第一个字母。
We see the acronym IAN and represents I am nothing.
你不觉得这是一个 perfect 一个这么完美的称呼叫基督徒，就是 Christ 加上 I am nothing?
Isn't it a wonderful term to use the word Christian?And to signify that Christ is everything, and then I am nothing.
所以 Christian 就是不再是我，乃是基督最好的是一个字。
And the word Christian is the best definitive of the truth of no longer I but Christ.
所以我们现在看到了基督为我们降卑，为我们完成了救赎。
And we see Christ humbled himself and accomplished salvation.
然后神把他升为至高。
And then God exalted him to the Most High.
叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的向他全部屈膝。
But everything on heaven, everything on earth, everything under the earth would bow to him.
你知道在旧约亚述大军，亚述是残忍的不得了的一个国家。
And in the Old Testament, we see the Assyrians. It is a very, very cruel nation.
你去读不光是圣经的历史，你去读人类的历史，亚述是残忍有名的。
Not only in biblical history, but in human history, you'll discover that they are a very cruel nation.
在亚述帝国，当亚述大军来围绕一个城的时候，他真的就像秋风扫落叶一样，这个 全然被屠杀。
And when the Syrians come and surround a particular nation, they are like the leaves that would blow in the fall and just covers the land completely.
神不过派一个天使出来，就一夜之间杀了他185,000个人。
A single angel would come and slaughter 180,000.
当他们来围绕耶路撒冷的时候，神可以叫天使一夜之间杀了185,000个人，他们全军撤退。
And within one night, God would summon just a single angel and annihilate that entire army, and they would flee.
你知道有一首诗歌讲到我的良人在天上，我们现在主已经升到至高去了。
There's a wonderful hymn that says, "My beloved is in heaven above; he's ascended on high."
他说我良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。
It says, "My beloved, he lifts up his countenance, and all the angels prostrate and fall."
你能不能稍微思想一下，在天上的宝座上，千万天使在那里侍奉神
？Can you imagine in heaven?The host of heaven stands before God to serve.
当我们的主一抬头的时候，所有天使不敢看他，太神圣，太荣耀了。
Yet our Lord, when He lifts up His head, all the angels would bow and prostrate because He is indeed holy.
什么时候主一抬头，你就天上轰一声，全部跪下来。
And you discover and imagine the moment Jesus lifts up His head and the sound, boom, the entire heaven would just bow.
Very good.这么伟大的主
this awesome God,
他今天居然降卑成为我的生命
He's humbled himself to be our life
弟兄姊妹 Can we believe that? 我们能相信这件事情吗
Can you believe that?
他这么荣耀在身上至高的神
He is the most high God
他今天降卑住在我里面成为我的生命
Yet he would humble himself to dwell in us to be our life
所以这就是保罗为什么讲说这样看来
So therefore that's why Paul says therefore
这么伟大的主在我的里面
Because such a great Savior is in me
万有在他面前都屈膝都降服的
All creation would bow and prostrate before him
天上的天使全部降服他
All the hosts in heaven would bow before him
每一个天使都有 supernatural 的能力的
And every single angel have a supernatural
power 他们有超然的能力的
They have a power that is supernatural
但是他们全部敬畏主
But every single one of them feared God
而今天这么伟大的主在我的里面
But yet this awesome Lord dwells in me
所以保罗说这样看来弟兄们要顺服
So Paul says, therefore, you must obey.
这个王住在我的里面。
This king dwells in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, with fear and trembling, we need to work out our salvation.
因为底下他就说到，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为了要成就他的美意。
Because it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
他今天在我里面成了我的生命。
He in us has become our life.
然后基督在地上，他只有一件事情，就是讨神的喜悦。
And then Christ, in all His days, had but one purpose to please the Father.
他在地上一直只有一件事情，以父的事为念。
And he had but one purpose that the will of the Father, the mind of the Father would be his.
所以今天他在我们里面运行的时候
，So today as he moves in us,
他整个运行的目的就是要成就神的旨意。
The purpose of him exercising his life is that we would accomplish the will of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件太大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a huge thing.
还要我们走在正路上
，That we would walk in the right path.
走在神的旨意上
，That we would walk in the purpose and the will
of God. 他不要我们偏离正路。
That we will not stray from this way.
我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And I want to ask brothers and sisters this question.
如果在后花园有一条水泥的走道。
If in your backyard there is in your garden there is a paved road.
大概一尺宽。
It's about a foot wide.
请你走在上面。
And we ask you to walk in the midst.
旁边就是草，就是花。
And the grass and flowers next to it.
请问走这个水泥路会紧张的，请举手。
How many of you would be nervous in walking along this 1 foot wide paved road?
都不紧张，对不对
？Nobody would. No, somebody.
你啊，有吗
？Yeah, one.
哪一个？站起来，站起来，我看看哪一个。这个也会紧张啊。惧高症惧到这个地步旁边就是土就是草了
You're right on the ground Dirt is on either side of you
你大概是太爱草了 怕践踏草地大概
You're in fear of trembling on the foliage
但是同样的一条路
But the same path
我把你摆在5,000公尺高底下是悬崖峭壁
And I put you up 5,000 feet up in the air
请问还是不紧张的请举手
And there would be a
然后大风在那边吹来吹去
And the wind begins to blow
请问不紧张的还有一个不怕死的哈。
Those of you who are not afraid.
因为在地上 这样子走一尺足够我走的。
And if we're on the ground walking on that 1 foot wide paved road, it's
同样的一条路摆在那样子的一个处境上。
But that same path is elevated 5,000 feet up in the air.
然后要叫你走一公里，我想我们都恐惧战惊走每一步。
And I'm certain that we are fearful to take every step.
但是那个东西我们会紧张。
But if we are fearful of that,
但是我们有没有走在神旨意中，我们却不紧张。
But whether we are walking in the will of God, we are not concerned. We're not fearful.
一个这么伟大的生命在我们里面运行，整个的运行是为了成就神的旨意。
Such a wonderful life in us that moves for the purpose of accomplishing the will of God.
但是我们却能忽略它。
But yet we neglect that life.
我们可以不顺服恩膏的教训。
And we can ignore the teaching of the anointing.
主可以三番四复的要求我们，我们就是说 no.
The Lord can time and time again request of us, and we will just simply say no.
主叫我们不要花那么多的时间在 internet 在网上，我们就是下不来。
The Lord says, don't spend so much time on the internet, on the web, but we can't get off of it.
主叫我们要借着这个环境来得着基督，不要再去跟妻子争吵了，我们就是要吵。
The Lord says, through the circumstance, you gain more of my life. Don't argue with your spouse anymore.But we keep arguing.
主教我们每一天要分别出一段时间来坐在他脚前读他的话让他来改变我们我们就是说 no.
The Lord says every day set aside a time, spend time at my feet that I may change your life, but we say no.
弟兄姊妹以弗所书三章二十节而是神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大力要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12 tells that the exceeding power that is working in Christ is working in us to the point that is beyond what we can imagine, what we can think of.
中文没有翻出那个现在进行式，就正在进行。
And it's, again, the tense of that particular verse speaks very clearly that it is working right now in our lives.
我们一起把中文念一遍，好吧？中英文都可以。神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。那弟兄姊妹，你要知道，在我们里面一直有一个东西在运行。
Brothers and sisters, you need to know that there is something that is continually working in us.
如果你我不知道的话
，If you and I are unaware of it,
不能够否认它的存在。
You cannot deny the fact that it is working and exists.
如果你我不知道或者从来没有经历到的话
，If you and I have never experienced it.
那就说到我们被仇敌蒙蔽了。
It speaks of the fact that we are blinded by the enemy.
所以 Austin Sparks 说，仇敌最大的诡计就是蒙蔽。
Austin Sparks says that the greatest trickery of the enemy is to blind us.
什么叫做蒙蔽
？What is to be blind？
就是你该看到却没有看到。
That the things that you supposed to see, you do not see.
什么叫做蒙蔽
？What is to be blind？
我们以为得到了，其实我们没有得到。
We think we have it, but we don't have it.
换句话说，我们被骗了。
Another word is we are deceived.
如果你从来没有到过这个大峡谷
if you never been to the Grand Canyon,
别人把你带去了
somebody brought you there,
但是却把你的眼睛蒙起来
but yet they blindfolded you.
过了一个钟头以后，大家又开车回去了
and after an hour, everybody left the place.
你到过大峡谷没有
did you go to the Grand Canyon?
到过了
you were there.
你享受过大峡谷没有
did you enjoy the Grand Canyon?
你知道大峡谷怎么回事吗
do you know what it looks like?
我们不知道
yet we do not know.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们虽然得救了
Yes, we are saved.
为什么圣经上说仅只得救
？Why does the scripture says that in some occurrences we are merely saved?
我们不过在客观上得到了救恩，得到了永恒的生命而已。
In the objective truth, we understand what is salvation.
但是我们却没有肉身中主观上经历来经历它。
But we personally, subjectively, we haven't experienced salvation.
这就是保罗的着急、
And this is what Paul is so weary.
他说：“这样看来，弟兄们。”
He says, "Therefore, brethren."
不光我在的时候，你们要顺服。
Not only did you obey while I am with you,
我们不在的时候你更要顺服。
But when I am not with you, you ought to obey.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个生命在我们里面是真的。
Because this life in us is real.
它一直在运行。
It's working continually.
我不要这么激动，我停一下。
I don't want to be so fired up. I'm going to pause a little bit.
我知道有时候太激动，一直讲，大家耳朵反而 shut down.
And if I just keep preaching with passion, maybe your ear grows dull.
我们自己想一下。
I like to ask everybody to think.
你上一次感觉到 something working in you, 就是神的灵真的在我们里面运行，真的有东西在我们里面运行，来纠正我们，来鼓励我们，来安慰我们，来帮助我们，来充满我们，是什么时候？
When was the last time you sensed that the work of the Lord is inside of you? This life is moving to transform us, to change us, to encourage us. When was that time?
自己回答，不用回答。
You don't need to let me know right now, but think and answer to yourself.
基督的内住是 constant.
The indwelling Christ is something that is continual.
为什么约翰劝我们，穆安德烈劝我们，前辈劝我们要 constant abiding, 要一直住在他里面。
John the Apostle, Andrew Murray, and all our brothers who preceded us encouraged us abide in Christ.
我相信我现在如果请 AV room 的同工们突然把灯关掉，
and if I ask the AV team to all of a sudden turn off all the lights,
我相信你们一定会注意到，哎，怎么灯灭掉了？
And I think all of us would realize, hey, how come all the lights just went out?
我那个小孙子还不到一岁，十一月啊。
My grandson, he's not a year old yet.
他在我们家里面爬来爬去，我只要故意把一个灯一开，他一定这样子。
And he'll crawl around at home, and the moment I turn on a light in a particular room, he'll immediately look.
然后他又在我把他关掉，他再玩一玩，我再开，屡试不爽。
I'll turn off the light, he'll go play, and then again I turn it on.
不信你生个孙子试试看。
He'll look. If you don't believe me, have a grandchild, you'll see.
那他马上就 pay attention 了。
And he immediately responded.
那我们属灵的知觉已经黑暗了。
This is, again, the reason I ask the question is that our spiritual sensitivity, we are in darkness.
我们生命的感觉已经被仇敌给破坏了。
The sensitivity of this life has been harmed and destroyed by the enemy.
这个叫天上地上地底下所有的向他屈膝的主住在我们的里面，我们却没有感觉。
This Lord that everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth that bows to lives in us, yet we can't sense him.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这些信息对我都是责备，都是显明我的不够，因为差太远了。
Brothers and sisters, when I preach these messages to you, it's a reminder to me, it rebukes myself that I am far from it.
太多时候我们花很多的时间做圣工，所谓的圣工。
So often we find ourselves engaged in holy services.
我们读圣经。
We read the holy.
我们参加聚会听信息。
We come to the meeting. We listen to messages.
但是我们却跟里面的生命好像是 disconnect.
But we find ourselves disconnected from the life within.
我们里面没有活泼的连接于这个伟大的生命。
We are not actively connected to this wonderful life.
所以保罗劝我们要恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
Therefore, Paul says, "Be fearful and trembling." To work out your salvation.
不光所有人都需要向他敬拜，我们也要向他敬拜。
Not to say that everything needs to prostrate and bow to him, but we ought to bow before him.
我们太看轻了我们的主了。
We despise our Lord.
你看古代的皇帝。
The emperors of time of old.
埃及的法老。
Pharaoh of Egypt.
古代像巴比伦帝国、尼布甲尼撒王，这些人要去见他们、见这些王的时候，都是要爬在地上去见他的。
People who need to go see them, they have to literally crawl on the ground to come into their presence.
你现在到希腊去，不是到西藏去看那些人去朝拜这个他们的神的时候，都是在地上跪着进去的。
When you go to Nepal, you see that a lot of people, as they worship, they literally... Is it Nepal?
No.
Tibet. Close enough. They need to crawl on the ground as they go into the temple to worship.
但是你看我们今天没有缺少那个敬虔。
And we don't have the same reverence when it comes to our God.
所以为什么有从西藏来的人，他们说，哎呀，你们基督教真的太自由了哈。
And there are people that would come from Tibet, and they look at Christians, they say, you guys are very free.
他看我们都很 relax。
It looks like we're all very relaxed.
很随便，居然在他们认为是 temple 哈，居然可以自由进出，出去上厕所，出去喝水。
They said we're too casual. They see this as a temple. How can you just come in and out and go to the bathroom whenever you wish?
弟兄姊妹，地上对一个君王、对假神都这么敬畏，而我们对真正的宇宙的主宰，我们却这样子的轻视。
Concerning a king, concerning a false god, they come with absolute reverence. Yet to the King of Kings, we do not have the same respect.
所以保罗是讲要我们恐惧战惊，你也可以说是要敬畏着、战惊着来侍奉他。
You can also say to be fearful and trembling, but to again be very respectful and fearful of the Lord.
不光他值得我们敬重他。
Not only is he worthy of our respect.
更重要的是，他在这里运行，为了叫我们走在神的旨意上。
But more importantly, he is working, he is moving that we will walk in the will of God.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在。活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里 更新生命。